Stateside, Pink Panther's Zara Larsson, 102.7, Kiss FM. I have a quintessential love story to share with you, and it all goes back to a Dodger game. It's such a beautiful love story. It's almost as good as You, Me, and Tuscany. Thank you, delayed reaction.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm gonna love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through, I wanna hold you just for a while and die with a smile. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you.
Kiss FM, about to pay a bill, then it's Ryan's Roses. Are you in the mood for a beautiful love story?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to bring in Jillian. Jillian from Drafted, draftedevents.com. So she's a diehard Dodger fan. She spent over 10 years striking out on the dating apps, just like everybody else over here. You see what I did?
Yeah, I see what you did. So
she did something very entrepreneurial. She combined her passions, and here's how it works. Loves the Dodgers, didn't love being single, wanted to meet somebody with similar interests. So what happens is singles buy tickets in a designated singles section at the game, Dodgers Stadium, in the bleachers. So when you go to that section, you know everybody is hungry for love. Everybody's yearning to make out.
Yeah.
And it's a three-parter. She's on to tell us about it. But you pregame with the group, then you go to the game, then you after party with the same section. Right, Jillian?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So this worked for you. You found someone?
I did. Yeah. As you said, I was sick of being on the apps. It wasn't working, as many people also agree. And so we brought together the single section, and I met my fiance actually through the single section. Wow. So I am living proof that it works.
Love that.
Plus, it's fun. I mean, how fun is it to go to the bar near the game, then the after party too? Like, everybody has a good time.
Yeah, it's a long day, but it's a really good time. And I think it takes the pressure off of dating. You know, instead of committing at least an hour to a virtual stranger where you don't know if they're going to look like their pictures or they're going to act the way that they did over text, you're spending a few hours meeting multiple people and off the bat knowing if you're attracted to them, if you like the way that they engage. You can kind of watch them, how they engage the rest of the day as well, too. Red flag, green flag. So it's a great way. I think men love it because they can spend the same amount of money that they would on one first date and meet many women. And women love it because it feels safer and it feels like less pressure than doing one-on-one with somebody for a full night.
Also, you look at her, for example. I'm there, right? And I look at her and she gets a beer and a Dodger dog.
Oh, she's your soulmate.
Hot. That's hot, right? A beer and a dog.
It feels romantic.
Like, that's cool. Right?
Yeah.
So what is the success rate of doing something like this? Have you measured it?
We haven't. I mean, we don't follow every single attendee around afterwards. I wish we could. I would love that. But we know anecdotally that in the first 2 years since Draft has been around, not only has the Dodgers gotten World Series rings, but we've had two engagements. And we have two couples that are, one had a baby and one is having a baby this September. Several couples that have moved in together, are planning lives together, gone on vacations together. So, hey, you know, we've heard of people who've dated for a little bit, maybe it didn't work out, but they're wanting to come back and try it again because they loved the experience and it felt more organic than meeting online.
Yeah, I don't know what's more exciting, going to the section with all you fun people or meeting somebody. I mean, it's kind of win-win, right?
It is a win-win. It takes the pressure off any awkwardness, and it works so well at Dodger Stadium because baseball's so social. So between innings, people are up, they're dancing, they're laughing, they're reacting to what's happening. It just adds to the experience of the game, and you know that everyone around you is also looking to meet somebody.
I love to dance at Dodger Stadium. That is one of my favorite stages. So, all right, what's the thing? It's called draftedevents.com if you want to go do it, right?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, draftedevents.com, or you can follow us on Instagram or TikTok at draftedevents. We update all of our events on our Instagram, and I will warn everyone, our tickets sell out in 5 minutes. Our women's tickets sell out in literally 5 minutes, and we have a wait list of over 200 women for every game. So we announce it a few days in advance before the tickets drop so people can prepare, decide if they want to come alone, bring a friend, and then we'll drop the tickets, and then we will have a waiting list if things do sell out.
And if you want to do this, she said it goes fast. So you go to draftedevents.com. Go Dodgers. Go you, meeting your person, and enjoy. That's a great idea. Jillian, thanks and it worked for her. So thanks so much for coming on. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
It's time for Dodger Baseball. Woo! See, I think I would do it right there. That's true. All right. I think people want to hear a woohoo after.
That's how you get the girl.
It's not the Dodger baseball. That's right. And then I go to the section after being down on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, that is game, bro. Mm-hmm. What's up? Woohoo. Coming up, paying a bill next.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Hey there. This is Josh from Stuff You Should Know with a message that could change your life. The Stuff You Should Know Think Spring podcast playlist is available now. Whether spring has sprung in your neck of the woods yet or not, the Stuff You Should Know Think Spring playlist will make you want to get your overalls on, get outside, and get your hands in the dirt. So open your free iHeartRadio app, search Stuff You Should Know, and listen now.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Moju, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Ryan Seacrest pays your bills.
Looking for Jessica Lopez in San Bernardino. Calls back next to Ford. Kiss pays your bills. The electric bill. 1-800-520-1027 right now. Coming back with Somber, Ryan's Roses, and tickets to go see Somber.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
The feeling I'm going through, I just can't say I don't love you, 'cause I love you. Yeah,
It's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold. But tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth. Baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking. See it in your eyes. You hate that you want me. Hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely. Especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you. Happens every time. I don't want this feeling. I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, cause you're perfect. And I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Better, better me and you. Yeah, I know you do. You know what I'm thinking. See it in your eyes. You hate that you want me. Hate it when you cry. It ain't working, cause you're perfect. And I know you deserve it. I can't walk away.
With Ryan Seacrest.
I am his biggest fan. You have no idea.
On 102.7.
KISS FM.
Thank you.
97.7 Kiss FM.
So Ryan's Rose is next. Sissany is out today, so Michaela is doing the honors. And are you excited? She's very excited. Are you excited?
Sorry, I was on the call.
She's excited, I can tell. Kiss.
Making up for lost time. Need you to spell it out for me. Bossing over on all night. It's like a type of alchemy. Introduce me to your best friend. I can come slop right in. A satellite ain't even that far.
All right, 102.7 Kiss FM, all of the hits that you want. It's time for Ryan's Roses. So we're going to get Jillian in Northridge on the line. Hi, Jillian. How are you?
I'm okay.
So let me just set this up because I read your email, but I don't think Tanya and Sophia have seen this. You say your husband came to you in a panic the other day, saying his phone got hacked and he sent inappropriate photos to random people?
Yes.
So explain what you think that means.
I'm assuming he's saying he got hacked and that someone is now like blackmailing him that they're going to send photos to his like contact list.
Okay.
I don't know. Is it possible for a stranger to get access to your phone and send photos to your camera roll from strangers? I don't know. You tell me.
So, I don't know. I'm not Tubbs here. He's the engineer. So, do you think that he's lying about the hack and he was sending the photos himself?
That's the only logical explanation is now he's just trying to cover it up because, like, I don't know. He's having an affair and was sending her photos, and then he did something to upset her, and she threatened to, like, tell me about it. So he came up with this whole story to, like, get ahead of it.
Do you know her name?
No, I don't know. I don't know anything.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
He came to me with this information.
Can I ask you, were you already having problems, like issues in your marriage prior?
No, not necessarily. He's just like, I know him to kind of be a liar. He just doesn't typically lie to me.
Okay. Do you want this marriage to work out?
I mean, we have a kid, so yes.
Yeah, so I mean, of course. I mean, it's not just like we can't walk away. You've got a child.
Yeah, I mean, and I do love him. I do love him. But if he cheated on me, then I don't know. I'm going to have to figure out what I want to do.
Yeah, so I'm going to take a break here. We're going to find him. But the question I have for you, and forgive me for, you know, the directness here. If you find out he's cheating, will you stay?
I honestly, truly don't know. I would need to know. I would need to know all the details.
Oh, I would not want to know all the details. All right, hold on. The call next, Ryan's Roses, Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 Kiss FM.
It's great, but while in this world, Ey, Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias, hoy tengo a una, mañana a otra, ey, pero no hay boda. Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias, hoy tengo a una, mañana a otra, me las voy a llevar a todas pa' un VIP, ey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie, say cheese, ey, que sonríen las que ya les meto, ey, un VIP, ey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie, say cheese, que sonrían las que ya se olvidaron de mí. Me gustan mucho las Gabriela, las Patricia, las Nicole, la Sofía, mi primera novia en Kinder María y mi primer amor se llamaba Talía. Tengo una colombiana que me escribe todos los días y una mexicana que ni yo sabía, otra en San Antonio que me quiere todavía y la TPR que todas son mías. Una dominicana que juega bombón, uva, uva bombón, la de Barcelona que vino en avión y dice que mi está cab-. Yo dejo que jueguen con mi corazón. Quisiera mudarme con todas por una mansión. El día que me case te envío la invitación. Muchacho, deja eso. Ey, Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias. Muchas novias. Hoy tengo una, mañana otra. Ey, pero no hay boda. Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias. Ey, ey, muchas novias. Hoy tengo una, mañana otra. Titi me preguntó.
Muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa pa' un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie, say cheese, ey. Que sonríen las que ya les meten, ey. Un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie, say cheese, que sonríen las que ya se olvidaron de mí.
Oye, muchacho, el diablo azaroso, suelta ese más vivir que tú tienes en la calle, búscate una mujer seria para ti, muchacho, el diablo.
Nah. Yo quisiera enamorarme, pero no puedo, pero no puedo. Yo quisiera enamorarme, pero no puedo, pero no puedo. Sorry, yo no confío, yo no confío, nah, ni a mí mismo confío. Si quieres quedarte hoy que hace frío y mañana te vas. Nah, muchas quieren mi baby gravy, quieren tener mi primogénito, ey, y llevarse el crédito. Ya me aburrí y quiero un tostito inédito, hey, uno nuevo, uno nuevo, uno nuevo, uno ey. Nuevo. Hazle caso a tu amiga, ella tiene razón. Yo voy a romperte el corazón, voy a romperte el corazón. Ey, no te enamores de mí, no te enamores de mí, sorry, yo soy así, ey, no sé por qué soy así. Hazle caso a tu amiga, ella tiene razón. Yo voy a romperte el corazón, voy a romperte el corazón. No te enamores de mí, no te enamores de mí, no. Sorry, yo soy así, ya, no quiero ser así, no.
Day with Ryan Seacrest.
He has like something different that nobody else has.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much. So much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past our satellite. You can see the world you brought to life. To life.
Ryan Seacrest starts your day.
It's like being with family in the morning. They're people you've been listening to for years.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 KISS FM.
So long, untouched, bone dry, not a plant can grow. About time I get back on my horse to the rodeo. Now I'm at the prospect convention. My friends walk in your friend's direction. Said Sabrina, don't you know Devin? And I was like, huh. When did you get hard all of a sudden? I could look you up and down all on your new improvements. I bet your light rod's like bigger than Zeus's. Hey, wait, can you lift my car with your hand? You are an ugly kid, but you're a sexy man. Sorry, I did not see the vision. Thank you, Lord, the fine you has risen. Big wave coming, I need a minute.
Wait, I need a minute. Okay, here it comes.
Thanks for listening, KISS FM. Appreciate having us on. You know, you can take us anywhere on the free iHeartRadio app in real time. Somber tickets for Caller 102 at the Kia Forum. They're on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Call me to win.
Tell them I'm kind. Tell them I'm fine. your husband is coming.
LA's number one hit music station. This is Kiss. So we're in the Ryan's Roses call. She found out, well, she has been told that her husband's phone was hacked and he sent inappropriate photos to random people. She thinks that he's lying, covering this up, that he is having an affair. And she was kind of already on to him, which is interesting, Tanya. She already felt something then this, so now she really can't get it out of her mind. But if he's lying to you and making up these excuses that aren't true, the question, and he's cheating, the question I asked Jillian, would you stay with him? I mean, for me, and I can't answer in the context and knowing what you're, you have a child, so that is different for you, but in my mind, my knee jerk would be no.
Yeah,
you're a liar. You cheated behind my back. No, you don't get me. You don't deserve me.
It's a character thing.
You didn't say that. You didn't say that though. You said you'd have to find out the details. So that's what we're gonna do. Michaela is in the back room. She is gonna call and offer him some roses, and we want to find out who he's thinking about romantically. Who does he want to send? First reaction, romantic roses too. Okay? Jillian, I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then his name.
Okay. Ryan, you have my permission to call.
So be very quiet. Let's see if we can find out. Are you ready, Michaela?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Matt?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Megan. I'm calling from the Sunny Flowers. How are you this morning?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. So we're offering a special promotion right now, a free dozen roses to whoever you'd like this morning. No cost to you, no credit card, nothing. Is that something you'd be interested in?
No, man. Wait, Mike. Is this serious?
Yes, and they're absolutely free.
Listen, how do I know this is legit?
Well, there's no risk, no money involved. You just give us a name of the person you want to send them to and a note, and then we'll get the flowers to them by lunchtime today.
I mean, okay. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can send them to my wife. It's Jillian. It's J-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Okay, and what would you like on the note?
Let's see. How about, can you write, can you write to my honeydew melon and then all my love cheeks?
Cheeks?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she calls me.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Matt, your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and I have your lovely honeydew melon on the line, Jillian. So, hi, how
what?
Are you?
What?
So, yeah, hi, we're all here.
Hi. What's this?
Hi. Well, this is a conversation that we're going to have about what's going on with you. So, your wife has had some concern about your relationship and your loyalty in that relationship.
Whoa.
And she thinks that you may be cheating on her. And so we're just here to clear it up.
What?
Are you sending photos to another woman?
Dude.
Are you
cheating on your wife? What are you doing? Dude, you're like coming at me so hard. No, absolutely not.
Actually, this is soft for him. Very soft. Very mild for
yeah, Ryan.
This is Pillsbury dough-ish.
Yeah.
Soft.
Respectfully.
So, Jillian is here listening. Jillian, why don't you tell him why we're here?
Matt, just tell me the truth. What did you send photos to someone or were you hacked? Just tell me the truth.
That's exactly what happened, but I'm a little just caught off guard right now.
Well, so are we, bro. Like, this was not what I wanted to do today, but you were very cagey about sending the roses to your wife. It didn't sound like a lot of passion and romance in your voice when you found out you're going to send a beautiful, gorgeous. These are from Holland, these roses.
Okay. I mean, listen, that sounds great and everything. I'm a little trepidatious to do anything, giving out personal information right now because I was just hacked.
So is there anything going on with you, Cheeks, and another fruit, another person? You've got your honeydew here, but anybody else?
Okay, I see what you're trying to do. I'm not. Was Jillian, you're on the line? Yeah?
I'm here. Just tell me the truth.
Okay. I'm not cheating on you. I'm not cheating on you. And listen, it's just like I got a random number. I got a random text just from some number that I didn't know. It turned out to be a lady. I did not know her. And she sent me a text that said, "Are we still on for tonight?" And I said, "You have the wrong number." Okay? And then she sent me a picture. And we started talking, and that's it. Right. And then I sent a couple pictures back, and that's it.
Why would you do that?
It was a mistake.
So
I don't know
why.
You're lying.
I don't know why I did that. It was a mistake. But then immediately I realized I'm getting hacked because she said she was going to send my photos to all my contacts, including my family, including my work, including you. And she started threatening me. And so I just came to you and I was like, listen, I'm getting hacked. That's the story. But baby, I'm not cheating on you. That's not cheating.
How am I supposed to believe you? You already lied once and now you're like changing the lie again.
Exactly.
What lie? What are you talking about? I told you exactly what happened.
You said your phone was hacked, but extortion. Not that, I actively texted nudes to some other girl.
Yeah, you sent your cantaloupe to another woman.
You're trying to paint a picture like I'm cheating on my wife, and I would never do that.
Okay.
You
literally sent
pictures to someone.
That is
cheating.
That's
not cheating.
Yes, it is.
That's not cheating.
That might be the tip of the iceberg. I don't know what else you've done.
What do you mean what else I've done? I've done nothing.
You cheated.
How am I supposed to believe you?
Stop saying that. What? My story hasn't changed.
Ugh. Okay, we got to go. Matt, bro, we got to go. Your wife doesn't trust you. Your wife doesn't believe you. There's a reason for that. You got to fix it. Jillian, thank you so much for reaching out. Good luck with this, okay?
Thanks.
Do we believe Matt?
No.
Okay. Michaela, do you believe Matt?
I mean, I believe what he said happened, but I don't trust him.
Ugh.
Kiss FM.
Cause she cut that question been harassing me in the mind. This girl is fine. I came to the club, I fit the limb down. Then I play with your panty line. The club wanna say I need to calm down. Security guard gonna swing me now. Playing drunk, man, I'm up, threaten me now.
She getting drunk in the club, I mean she working. And then I like to see the female twerking. Taking the clothes off, ooh, she naked. ATL shouted, don't disrespect him. I put a pop your thing like this. Cause yin yang twin and it's B.I. Lil' John and the East Side boys with me. And we all like to see Tiggo Billy's.
So bring yourself over here, girl, and let me see you get low. If you want this dude, now take it to the floor.
To the floor.
But if you wanna act,
what?
You can keep yourself where you at.
369, damn right.
Music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard.